Layer 811. America mourns. Text reads, America mourns. I lay in my berth all night with the window shade up, looking out at the countryside he had loved and watching the faces of the people at stations and even at the crossroads who came to pay their last tribute. I was truly surprised by the people along the way. I never realized the full scope of the devotion to him until after he died, until that night and after. Eleanor Roosevelt, describing the northward journey of FDR's funeral train. FDR's sudden death stunned the world. Few had known of the severity of his health problems. The public's shock was magnified by the fact that Roosevelt had been America's chief executive for over 12 years. Young Americans had no memory of any other president. The timing of his death, at a moment when victory in World War II seemed at hand, added to the country's grief. Some newspapers included his name on their daily list of war casualties. In Warm Springs, where he died, FDR's casket was placed on a funeral train that carried him to Washington, D.C. Thousands lined the tracks in silent tribute as the train passed through towns and cities on its journey. After a solemn procession through Washington and a White House funeral, the president's train continued north to Hyde Park, where FDR was buried on April 15, 1945. About 6 feet along to your right, a second panel is surrounded with additional black and white photographs of people mourning, including a man with a military hat with tears streaming down his face. You'll now be automatically redirected back to wherever you left off in the base message.